This is huge.
This is huge.
This is huge.
It's massive.
We have got the one and only Stoplight Ginger on the phone, all the way from America. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
How are you doing, first of all? I mean, you are probably the most famous person to ever grace this show.
Oh, wow. This is a pleasure. A
couple of quick questions, really, about this whole Natasha Bedingfield thing. Stephen, I know you have taken to doing many, many renditions yourself, but
yes.
The question is, first of all, why Natasha Bedingfield? Was this just on the radio, or?
I was actually playing it through my phone. It's one of my favorite songs, and always has been.
It is an absolute tune.
I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not going to argue with it.
Ever since this video went viral, I have been obsessed with the song. It has rekindled my love for Natasha Bedingfield.
What actually happened?
Well, I was in the car with my friend, Maddie. We were at lunch. We were at a Chick-fil-A. It was a two-lane drive-through, and I actually knew the person in the other car filming.
Wait, so you're at a drive-through? You weren't actually at a stoplight?
I was not.
So it's all a lie. It's a fraud.
What do you make of the title Stoplight Ginger then, if you're actually at a Chick-fil-A?
That's what people started calling me.
And you just sort of went with it. It stuck, and just it sounds good. It's got a ring to it.
What's the reaction been like at home then? Where in America do you actually live?
I live in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Not much happens here for sure.
What's the reaction been like on the streets then? Have you been recognized since this video absolutely did bits on the internet, like millions and millions of views?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Really? I was actually at a Walmart three or four aisles down, was taking pictures of me.
That's
fame. That's incredible. That is incredible.
Being papped in a Walmart, is the epitome of fame for me.
Yeah, that's when you know you've hit the stardom.
I have got, now this is kind of a killer question for me. If it wasn't Natasha Bedingfield that you were going to sing in that car, what song would it have been if you could go back and reshoot it?
Definitely Chandelier by Sia.
Oh, you have to hit them high notes.
That, I think, was almost as good as Natasha Bedingfield.
Yeah, incredible. I want to clear something up. I was doing some digging. I was doing my research, and so did this video originally go viral before Christmas in like November time?
It was probably like around September. Maybe.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, it was actually filmed May 11th, 2015.
Oh, okay.
Well, there was two different times, like once in August, but also around New Year.
Yeah, because the first time I saw it was in the New Year, and that particular version has got 6.4 million views on Facebook. That is incredible.
Now, what has happened as a result of this is there have been numerous parodies on YouTube, on Facebook and Twitter. Which of those has been your favorite so far?
Probably the Fast and Furious one. That one was really funny. I laughed at that. I didn't quite enjoy the Vacation one, where I die.
I can imagine, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Yeah. But the Fast and Furious one is incredible. I know we had you singing Chandelier. Is there any chance we can get the original, the classic, unwritten?
Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window of the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Brilliant shot in the vision.
Brilliant.
That's great.
Thank you very much. Sean, you are an absolute legend.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, mate.